We're going to dig into some tips to help you get to retirement. Some are new and some have been around for a very long time. In both cases, the information is rock solid and could make a positive difference in your retirement.
And now, Wealth Health Radio with Joe Murphy.
Hey, welcome in. This is Wealth Health Radio. I'm Steve Siddall. Joe Murphy is here. Joe is an investment advisor, representative, independent fiduciary. Murphy Wealth Management's where you find him, and so much more. Hey, Joe, we have got a lot to talk about today.
Per usual.
And per usual.
My brain's a little scrambled, so the tax deadline was yesterday, so our office was up in arms, but we got everything taken care of, so it's almost like you feel like you were in tax battle, if that makes sense.
Oh, sure. Sure.
All good to go. So if I'm a little drifty today, everyone out there knows why.
But and it's understandable.
Yes, thank you.
So, you talk about some new tips, and I think that the four that we're going to talk about here, as a result of SECURE Act 2.0, yeah, really worth having a conversation about. And I like the first one where we're talking about Roth accounts in defined contribution plans, because this is a pretty big change.
It is. And for our listeners that maybe have not heard of the SECURE Act or the changes to retirement and retirement savings, these were broad sweeping changes that started with the SECURE Act, the original SECURE Act back in 2019, and then the SECURE Act 2.0, their second version, which was basically like a behemoth. It made over 90 changes to retirement plan and tax law. So we're looking at massive sweeping changes. They all didn't happen at once. They're gradually working them in. And as Steve said, we're going to cover four today that I think are pretty poignant and can definitely help some people out there that are trying to save a little bit more. And that starts with the Roth accounts and defined contribution plans. Specifically, Steve, the ability to save an emergency account inside your defined contribution plan or 401k, your workplace plan.
So that's really, I think, an important step to help folks, get that emergency plan established.
Steve, I think they're really trying to ramp up the participants in saving because, most Americans do save the majority of their retirement savings in these workplace retirement plans. However, even with auto enrollment, the people that are not saving, there's usually a common reason why, and it's the uncertainty, especially in this environment with rising costs and maybe their pay doesn't increase and just being uncertain in general about socking money away for a period that could be 10, 15, 20, 30 years down the road. So what they did was Section 127 of the SECURE Act 2.0, it introduced an emergency savings account, which is linked to that employer retirement plan. So employers may automatically enroll non-highly compensated employees that are earning up to $150,000 a year, no more than 3% of their salary or limited to $2,500. The employee's first four withdrawals each plan year cannot be subjected to any type of withdrawal fees. So you don't have to worry about a 10% early penalty. You don't have to worry about any of the common stoppages of taking money out of your 401k outside of a loan with interest. But it is limited to $2,500 a year. And the contributions in these accounts, they can basically be made with after-tax Roth. So that's even better. So it's tax-free. So what this enables people to do with the SECURE Act 2.0 is have a little nest egg inside that 401k that is 100% tax-free, the ability to build that and encourage people to say, you can save for your future, but if an emergency event comes up that you need to get some cash, maybe new furnace, new roof, or just dental appointment or whatever it is, you now have a place that you can get it some cash without paying those stiff penalties.
Wow. That's pretty remarkable, all things considered. And I know I was talking to somebody about this and they're just giddy. This is somebody a bit younger and they're just giddy about it.
Yeah. Anything
because they haven't been able to sock that money away.
Exactly, Stephen. That will promote more savings, and that's what we need in this country. We are woefully short in our retirement savers for our younger generations, and this may encourage more participants that will give them a little bit more security down the road, because how many things are under fire right now? We're not sure what's going to happen with Social Security. We're not sure what's going to happen with Medicare. It is prudent to save for yourself. Do not rely on the U.S. government for your future retirement, or you may be very, very upset at a later age.
800-930-5905 is a number if you'd like to get started. And so we're talking about some things that happened as a result of, you know, big changes that, I mean, SECURE Act 2.0, Joe, I mean, certainly changed the landscape of retirement forever.
It has. It's absolutely reinvented itself. And the ability to save more, save differently, diversify between Roth and pre-tax, I think the SECURE Act 2.0 is fantastic. But again, that legislation, Steve, was so massive. I don't know if you remember the catch-up contributions. They accidentally, inadvertently eliminated catch-up contributions for everyone. And they had to come back and say, oh, no, wait, we're going to ignore that statute. And they're going to be fixing that, obviously, here in the near term, but you still can make your catch-up contributions. But something that massive, this big undertaking, that makes me proud that, you know, our legislators are out there working for us and understanding there is a problem here and trying to remedy that. If we could do that across the board, I think this country would look very, very different. But this is a great start for retirement savings.
And we talk about retirement savings, and, you know, student loans have been in the news a lot, and they continue to be in the news. How did SECURE Act 2.0 enter into that realm?
This is great. And this is off, if anyone wants to reference this is off Section 110. Now, I don't want to, you know, we're talking about legislation here and add-ons. So hopefully anyone driving doesn't fall asleep or snooze. But if you do want to look at this is Section 110.
Okay.
And this provides that employers may make matching contributions to a retirement plan when their employees make qualified student loan payments. So that's absolutely huge. So I think a lot of people get a little bit nervous with these massive student loan payments that they're making, saying, well, I can't save for retirement. But if you make that payment and then your employer throws a match in, I mean, that really, again, it ignites that passion for saving, because you're taking care of that debt, but you're also saving for your future self. I love this provision with student loans, basically a crisis in this country, Steve. This is a really good one for those younger people that do want to save, but that loan payment is so huge, they're terrified to put something away long term.
And if someone was interested, they should, one, they can reach out to you, but also just reach out to the HR or whoever manages your 401k and make sure they're aware that you want to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. It does not hurt to ask. It does not hurt to gain more information. You know, my job is to educate, and every workplace plan is going to be different. Employers are still trying to catch up to implement some of these provisions, but ask your HR department. If you do have student loan payments and you are out there working, there is an opportunity for you to basically get free money in that 401k or that retirement savings account that you don't have to actually contribute. Wonderful statute.
Good stuff. Roth, we were talking about Roth a moment ago. Roth and RMDs. This rule seems silly to me from the first time I read about it, where if you had a Roth 401k, you still had to take an RMD.
Yeah, really. I mean, why make someone distribute funds that the government's
yes.
not going to get anything?
Well, so, I understand that part, but still.
Yeah. Section 325 eliminates the RMD pre-death from Roth accounts and employer plans. And that's effective this year. It started January 1st, 2024. So no more RMDs on those Roths.
Sure. All right. And then the catch-up contributions, they've added some. This doesn't go into effect until next year, but I think this could be a really good thing if you were a little bit late to the game getting started, and now you're in a position to save a bit more, you can save a bit more.
Yep, and that starts in 2025, Steve. We talked about the staggered implementation of some of these provisions. So this one starts in 2025, and if you are age 60 to 63, you have a huge opportunity to sock a lot away. So starting in 2025, workers between 60 and 63 can make a special catch-up contribution. It's going to be the greater of $10,000, or 150% of the standard catch-up limit for that year. And this will also in the future be indexed for inflation. Again, awesome provisions. We're going to try and cover a couple of these frequently, Steve, throughout the show to keep people aware that there are new opportunities to save. And again, that education can be that catalyst to create more retirement savers out there.
Well, I mean, Joe, when we were talking just before the show that it's an ever-changing world in terms of finance, and I just saw the story cross my desk before we went before we started recording, and it's from Jerome Powell. Recent inflation data has not given greater confidence about declining inflation rate. That's straight from Jerome Powell.
Jay Powell. Yeah, embattled at this point. And, you know, the egg on their face with the transitory comment. I guess we're past that now, but it's a precarious situation. And, you know, looking at the Fed funds rate, looking at our inflation data, here's the crazy thing to me, Steve, is we had the consumer data come back. And the consumer data, consumer spending is very, very strong. That just came back today. And this is like in the face of inflation and increased cost of goods and services in this country. We're all seeing it. But here's the numbers that came back. So despite the rising inflation back in March, consumer spending remained strong and exceeded expectations with almost a percentage increase in retail sales. So this is according to the Commerce Department. The growth was way higher than expected and outpaced the inflation rate of 3.5% for the month. So this excludes cars, but retail sales rose 1.1% in the core control group, which is important for the gross domestic product calculation, match this increase.
This is a great opportunity for folks to give you a call and come on in and really sort through this.
Yeah, and you know what, Steve, we're going to do an offer. And last week, our listeners really lit up the phones and kept us busy, and we're going to do it again this week. So next 10 callers into the show, into Wealth Health Radio, you're going to be connected to our friendly reception, and they're going to book a 15-minute intro call with me, Joe Murphy, this fiduciary financial advisor that's in your ear right now. Here's what we're going to offer our callers on the show today. So investment allocation, very, very important. When was the last time you reviewed how your investment account is actually invested? Are you taking into consider your time horizons, your goal? Is this an account that you're going to be depending on for income? You are going to get a review of your investment allocations. Tax efficiency. We always talk on the show about the TCJA expiring in 2026. You have an opportunity until then to create some tax-efficient strategies in your retirement plan. Don't miss out, guys. This is an opportunity to become tax efficient on that future income. And then obviously the biggie, Social Security. It accounts for 40% of Americans' retirement spending. That is on the chopping block. In 2034, the Old Age and Survivors Trust Fund is scheduled to deplete. Are you at risk for losing some of your Social Security benefits at a future date or having to claim later? These are things that we want to make sure that we cover with our clients, with our listeners. And this offer is all out to our listeners here on AM 560. Steve, give our listeners that magic number and we're going to get to work.
800-930-5905. That is the number. It's a great opportunity for you to come on in, sit down, get a financial roadmap put together. 800-930-5905. 800-930-5905.
When we come back, we're going to provide some tips for retirement planning and show our listeners what you can control and what you should avoid right after this.
On Wealth Health Radio. Joe Murphy's here. I'm Steve Siddall. We are talking about, the first segment was great. We went in through some changes that are affecting retirement today. I mean, the whole retirement landscape of planning. And then let's talk now. I like you. You kind of got me interested when you said control the controllables.
Control the controllables. You know, I learned it back in grade school and high school playing football, and the coach would drill it into our ears, is control the things that you can control. No sense in worrying or creating frenetic energy or anxiety over things that are out of your control. So one of the things I like to do with our client, Steve, when they come in here to Murphy Wealth, is we talk about those things that they can control that are within their control to change their potential outcomes. So I'd like to go through a couple of those today, if that's okay, and you and I can kind of go back and forth about the things that you really want to focus on to improve your retirement outcome. Number one, You cannot control, even the greatest investor in the world, you cannot control your rate of return in the stock market. It is variable. It's going to be awesome some years. It might be down some years. It is not something that you have the ability to control what that rate of return is. You can diversify. You can move into fixed income. But if you are exposed to equities, ETFs, stocks, you are going to have a variable rate of return over the course of your retirement. So instead of focusing and worrying, am I going to hit that 9% that I projected to make my income? You can really focus on your actual savings level. Last week, we talked about how the American savings level has decreased down to about 3.4%. That's off a high and a normal average of 8%. So we're saving less than half of what we were. And a lot of that is because of the increased cost of goods and services in this country. But how can we control this? We want to look at a budget. And I know that people driving on the road, oh, here's that word again. It's going to create some work. But if you really want to change your outcome of your retirement, you want to maintain the lifestyle that you've become accustomed to in your working years, you have to maintain that level of savings. So if you have seen your savings level decrease over the last 2-3 years, this is an opportunity for you to take control, to control the outcome by increasing your savings level. How do we do that, Steve? We do that by budgeting, and we don't need some huge elaborate budget, but what we want to do is analyze the cash flow. We want to see where our clients are spending. Maybe you have some subscriptions that, you know, you're not using, or you have some add-ons that you haven't looked at in 3 years, whatever the case may be. Analyze that cash flow, because that money that you're just spending on stuff you're not using could be going to pay your future self. That would increase your savings level. Mm-hmm. So, Steve, does that make sense
that
to you as a radio host? I think, to me, control the things that you can control. And even though we can't control if we're going to have, you know, 100% returns in the market, which would be fantastic, or negative 20, you can control that savings level. Put a little time into it. The end result is worth it.
800-930-5905 is the number. And, you know, you make a great case for understanding where our money is going. And I think for a lot of us, until we actually look at it and write it down, some might not even be aware. I mean, I know how much this is and how much that is and where that goes, but to put it all together on one document, yeah, that needs to happen.
Steve, I'll tell you, and I'm guilty as every one of our clients. You know, I analyze our cash flow and I missed something and I was like, wait a minute here. So the treadmills, I don't know if you ever use a treadmill. We have a treadmill at home that I use, and we also have an exercise bike, and both of them have this thing called iFit, where it has these specialized, you know, the girl or the gal walking you through the exercise. And I never knew it, but it was an add-on and I was being charged for it. And I was using a small credit card that was automatically paid, and I didn't realize I was paying $43 a month for this service that I was never using. Guess what? That got eliminated. That increased my savings level. So something simple can have a magnifying effect on your future over time.
You multiply that out, and it does make a big difference. I mean, I think we all think about things that we could cut, and, you know, you said streaming services. That's got to be a big one, and the way that world is changing. Yeah, it's time to thin it out.
Yep, and I saw a commercial, I think it might even have been online, there's an app that will actually help you identify what, you know, subscriptions you are and help you cancel them. Because I don't know about you, but that is the biggest pain for me, is to try and cancel things with some of these subscriptions. I subscribe to a lot of magazines, you know, financial outputs, newsletters. So when I'm not into it anymore, I have to cancel it. And I found it very difficult. And there's actually an app. Next week, I'll come up and we'll talk about it. I want to do a little research before I actually promote anything on the radio. But there are apps out there that can help you with that.
Right.
The second thing that you can control and that you can't control. So what can't we control? We can't control tax law changes in legislation. You know, our Congress can, but we cannot. We can let them know what we want, but they're not really listening to us under most circumstances.
Not usually.
But what can you control? You can control your tax planning, your retirement plan. put some effort into those things. The SECURE Act, as we talked about in that first segment, that brought broad sweeping changes to the retirement landscape. There's opportunities that you may not be aware. If you haven't looked at your retirement or your savings plan in the last couple of years, this is an opportunity for you to reach out and get educated and take control. Take advantage of some of this legislative change, this change to the retirement landscape, so you can increase your savings. Again, what can't we control? The legislation. What can we control? The ability to plan. Another one, and this is a biggie, is interest rates. We've all seen now the volatility of interest rates over the last couple years. We don't have any control over that. The Fed controls that through the federal funds rate, which in turn affects most of the major interest rates that we see, from our mortgage rates all the way to our credit card rates. That Fed funds rate is very important, and we have seen it gone from basically near zero up to 5.5 where it is right now. We're all on pins and needles, including the stock market, to see if we're going to have this June rate cut or if it's going to be pushed out to July. Remember, back before this year started, this market price in 6 rate cuts. So we don't have that control. Even when we think it's going to happen, it may not. So what can you control? Look at your credit cards. Look at things with variable interest rates. In a rising interest rate environment, that is the debt that you want to attack first. This is an opportunity to organize any debt that you have and say, hey, what should I be paying off now? You want to pay that higher interest rate off. And if you have a variable interest rate, that you absolutely want to attack in this type of environment. So although we can't control interest rates, Steve, we can control our ability to pay down debt and pay it in the order that is going to maximize the benefit for our retirees.
How do we figure out that order? I mean, that's the challenge in and of itself.
It is. And one of the things that we want to look at is it fixed or is it variable? You know, if you have a 30-year fixed mortgage at 3%, probably ain't touching that in this environment. I'm going to use that excess cash that I usually make on my mortgage payment towards that credit card rate or any type of variable rate. If you have double-digit debt in this environment, you want to have a plan of attack. So even before putting excess money into a retirement savings, get that debt taken care of, because there is no guarantee in the future that interest rates are going to come down or come back down to 2%. We don't know. So we don't know how long this high interest rate environment is going to last or if it's going to get greater. You have to plan. Do not let debt suffocate you. Get it taken care of. And if you need help figuring out the order, we are here to help.
Perfect. 800-930-5905 is the number you can call. And as we continue to talk about this, I mean, we were talking, you were talking about if the 6 rate cuts, and now that's gone down from, well, maybe we'll have 3 to now maybe there's none.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's the product of the environment, Steve, and that's what we don't have control over these things. As the American population, we can scream and rant and yell and do whatever, but it's going to have no impact on the overall environment. And that's why we want to help our clients focus on those things that they actually can make a difference. But what's going to happen with rate cuts? I wish I knew. I just think with 3 elevated CPI prints and, you know, not crazy, but still elevating costs of goods and services, I don't think the Fed can really cut rates at this point. We talked about the history, Steve. We talked about former Fed chair that actually did a rate cut in the middle of a rate hike. We've talked about previous Fed chairs that have gotten this completely wrong and made villains of themselves in the country. Jerome Powell is sitting basically, if you've ever seen one of those old movies where the actor is just pouring sweat, Jerome Powell is in a very precarious situation, and they are going to delay these rate cuts as long as humanly possible, because if they cut rates too quick, say goodnight. We're going to have some trouble in this economy. We're going to have some trouble across the board. So this is a really important time. So brace yourself for higher rates for longer, and especially if you're having debt, make sure you have a plan of attack.
Well, folks, to make sure that your plan of attack is the right one, give Joe a call. Come on in and map it out.
Yeah, and this, guys, we're going to do that offer for the next 10 callers again this week. You guys lit up the phones last week. We're going to do it one more time. So if you're one of the next 10 callers into the show, you'll be connected with our friendly reception, and they will schedule a 15-minute intro call with me, Joe Murphy, and we will find out what your burning questions are. Are you near-term retirement? And if you are, we are going to help you with an investment allocation review. We're going to look at your positions and see if you're allocated correctly in terms of your time horizon, your goals. Are you over-aggressive in this environment? We've seen recent consolidation in the stock market. If your stomach's twirling, this may be an opportunity for you to align those investment accounts with your time horizon and your goals. Tax efficiency. We talked about the upcoming TCJA sunsetting. Are you ready for the new brackets? Are you ready for the potential sweeping changes in our tax landscape? And then finally, Social Security, potentially on the chopping block with the depletion of the Old Age and Survivors Trust Fund in 2034. How will it affect you? We will run that Social Security risk score to see if you are at risk for potential Social Security reductions in the future. Steve, my guy, give our listeners here on AM 560 that magic number to call.
You got it, Joe, 800-930-5905. We're giving you the opportunity to really review your individual circumstances. As Joe points out, there's no cost, there's no obligation. Next 10 callers right now, you'll find out things like how much risk you're taking. Do you know? Are there any red flags that could pop up down the line? How much are you really paying in fees or commissions? Those are things that you have to know. Joe and his team can help find out for you. What about potential tax liabilities? We're just talking about it. And of course, that lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security. If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, simply call us 800-930-5905. 800-930-5905.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in 2026 potentially sunsetting and how it can impact you right after this.
Welcome back. This is Wealth Health Radio with Joe Murphy. I'm Steve Siddall. Joe is, of course, the president, founder. He is the big guy. We'll just call him that. He is with Murphy Wealth Management. Of course, he's an independent fiduciary, 20-plus years in this industry, helping folks getting to and through retirement. You can learn more about Joe and his team at mwmfinancial.tax, or you can also just call us right now, 800-930-5905. Joe, Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, this is becoming a talking point among financial advisors, but I think it needs to become a talking point among folks like me.
Yeah, Stephen, I think educating on the potential changes that are upcoming is so critical. And, you know, this has been a runway that we've been preparing for because the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was meant to sunset, and we knew the exact date that it was going to happen. That's why you saw the big promotion of Roth conversions and getting tax efficient for this upcoming change. And remember, effective tax planning, it just means how thinking about how future tax rates may change. And if you feel that tax rates will be going up in the future, it means that you want to take advantage of the now. And we know exactly when this is going to change. January 1st, 2026, the TCJA is like 99.9% going to sunset. They're actually preparing for it. And what did the TCJA do back in 2017? It lowered the tax rate for the majority of income levels out there. So if you take a look at the tax rates that we have currently in this country and what's going to happen in 2026 with the sunsetting of this valuable legislation, there is some major differences. And I'll talk about married filing jointly. And then I want to talk a little bit about what you can do as a pre-retiree to plan for tax efficiency with your retirement assets. But if you take a look at the 2023 tax rates, and we'll look at the 22%, which right now married filing jointly goes to $190,750. The projected tax rate in January 1st, 2026 is going to go from 22 to 28%. That's a 6% difference, Steve. All
that's going to be noticeable.
The passing of time, it will be, and especially over time. Again, why are they beefing up the IRS? You know, why did they get ammunition? I don't know if that actually happened or not, but I remember when that came out and everyone was just like mouth on the floor, like, what do you mean the IRS got ammunition? But that's just, you know, hey, nothing surprises me in this world. The 24%, which goes to $274,400, is going to go up to 28%. That's a 4% difference. Here's the biggie. So if you are married filing jointly and you're making up to $364,200, your beautiful 24% tax bracket is going to 33, which is the largest increase of 9%. And Steve, it seems like it's a huge income, but married filing jointly, there are a lot of people out there in middle class that are making just that, that are going to have almost a 10% increase in their tax burden federally. Yeah. This means the time to plan is now. So one of the things that financial advisors and tax advisors have been really doing to plan ahead is creating a tax plan. It's one of the aces that we have in the hole here with Amber as an enrolled agent with the IRS and a tax code expert. What we want to do is we want to plan for our clients for this potential. And when I say potential, it is pretty much you can bank on it. We can't say 100%, but with the deficit in this country and, you know, a $34.5 trillion debt that is costing American taxpayers $2.3 billion a day just to service that debt, tax rates are most likely headed up, guys. You want to prepare. Sure. So how can you prepare? One of the things that we've been doing over the last 3-4 years is something called a Roth conversion. And if you've never heard of a Roth conversion, it is simply taking a pre-tax account that is highly taxable and has some rules and regulations. Because remember, when the government on a 401k, if they give you something up front, they're going to get something on the back end. And when you take distributions from a 401k or an IRA down the road, you are going to be taxed at ordinary income tax rates, which creates tax inefficiency. Moving that money or converting some of that money to a Roth IRA allows for tax-free earnings, tax-free distributions, if you meet a few very simple rules. One of those rules on a Roth IRA is age 59 and a half, and the Roth IRA has to be in effect for a full 5 years. There's a disability provision and there's a homeowner's provision, but let's just keep it simple for this show. So you know there's a little bit of a time ticker. When you convert, it's a little bit different than opening up your own Roth IRA and contributing and just satisfying that age 59 and 5 year rule. Every conversion gets a new 5 year rule, which means you can't touch those earnings tax free for 5 years. So when does a Roth conversion make sense?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yes. And this is what I wanted to cover today, is some of the pros and cons of a Roth conversion when it makes sense. The obvious key benefits are going to be the tax-free earnings. If tax rates are going up, guys, and you have an account that you can pull off of tax-free, guess where the government can't stick their hand?
In your cookie jar.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You get to smack them out of there. So that is the main benefit of why people do these Roth conversions. So when you convert, you have to pay taxes in that tax year. So a lot of people will do incremental Roth conversions, which if they have a $500,000 401k or IRA, most people are not going to convert that. You could create a lot of havoc and a lot of tax liability by doing that. So you can ladder these Roth conversions over time. You may have a lower income year where you can fill a little bit more in that Roth conversion, but having a plan, and obviously with the time of January 1st, 2026 coming up, our time has shrunk. So getting more converted, if it makes sense for your situation, here is the benefit. So when would a Roth conversion make sense for most people? If you're not going to need the funds for at least 5 years, that's number one, because remember that 5 year rule. If you expect to be in the same or higher tax bracket during retirement. Now remember, our tax brackets are going to recalibrate it most likely in 2026. But if you believe you're going to be in a higher tax bracket in retirement, a Roth conversion can be ideal for someone like you. You can pay the Roth conversion taxation. Remember, you're going to pay taxes on what you convert, ordinary income taxes in that year. You don't want to use that retirement fund to pay those taxes because you are robbing from yourself. So you want to have the cash on the side in a savings account that you can actually manage the taxation from a different account. And if you live in a state with no income tax, but you're going to retire in a state with income tax. And then finally, You may not need the funds for retirement, but you really want to maximize legacy. You want to create a tax-free legacy for your kids or for your grandkids. A Roth IRA is perfect for that. So these are the main things that why it would make a good sense to pursue this, to learn more about it. If any of those fit you, when is it not going to be a good idea? If I covered the good idea, Steve, may as well cover the maybe not so good idea.
Sure.
If you're not sure what your tax situation is going to be, remember, you cannot recharacterize a Roth conversion. So you can't go back to the IRS and say, you know what, I didn't mean that. You have to be sure. So make sure you understand your tax situation and what converting a traditional IRA or a 401k would mean for you tax-wise. This is something that you don't want to wing. You want to plan ahead. And happy to help any of our listeners out there get some of those rough cut calculations done. Second thing is if you have to deplete some of that account to pay the taxes, that's something that you don't want to do. Third, if it's going to push you into a higher tax bracket, that is a big thing. So we usually do Roth conversions all the way up to the 24% bracket. But if you're in the 32, Roth conversion probably isn't going to make sense for you. And if you're relocating to a state with no or lower income taxes, so if you're moving to South Dakota for retirement and you're here in Indiana, probably a Roth conversion wouldn't make sense because you pay taxes here, you're not going to pay taxes there on the state level. So those are some reasons why you should or shouldn't want. And all this is, guys, is just to pique the interest and say, you know what, maybe a Roth conversion would make sense for me. Here's some of the downsides. If you don't prepare and plan for a Roth conversion, and what we've seen and questions come in here from listeners and clients that maybe did a Roth conversion and didn't realize how it was going to affect their Medicare premium with IRMA or how it was going to increase their Social Security taxation. Remember, if you convert $100,000 of ordinary income, it's going to go on that MAGI. You are going to increase your overall tax burden, and that could have a ripple effect on your Social Security taxation and Medicare. Do not wing a Roth conversion, guys. Really, really important that you get this planned out. And Steve, that's one of the things that we do here at this firm. We believe, and we are a tax-centric firm, we believe in tax efficiency, not just now, but in the future. So knowing this legislation is most likely going to sunset, and if you have the lion's share of your savings in an IRA or a 401k or a pre-tax account, maybe this is a strategy that can help you long-term. I wanted to bring that up, Steve, because we get a lot of questions about it. I wanted to talk about some of the pros and the cons, why you should, why you shouldn't, to illuminate or just educate our listeners out there on maybe this is a good idea because the time is running out.
Sure. I mean, again, what you just went through there, Joe, is amazing. I mean, there's four things that you said make a good idea or a good reason to switch, and then you gave, at least that many in reasons and why it may not be a good idea. That's perfect. That's the kind of knowledge that we need.
Well, yeah, especially with the effect on Medicare and Social Security. I think that's a biggie. And I think a lot of people that did Roth conversions or maybe saw, you read on any article, they're going to tell you Roth conversions are a great idea, but it's not a fit for everyone. You shouldn't just do a Roth conversion, especially, like I said, you get that big surprise from Medicare with the adjustment amount or the IRMA, and now you're looking at inflated prices for 2 years.
And again, now's the time to make that call.
Yeah, and guys, we're going to do that offer again on this segment. So if you're one of the next 10 callers into the show, you are going to get that free assessment. There's no obligation. There is no obligation to pay. There is nothing here but information. So we wanted to offer this to our listeners. We've been on this station, Steve, I think about year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
And we've talked to so many good people out there, and we've helped people go start moving in the right direction. Not every caller becomes a client, but we spend the time. We want to make sure that people get educated. That's what's important to us here at Murphy Wealth. So if you're curious or if you're concerned, this is an opportunity for you to call, get an investment allocation review, get some tax efficiency working for you. We just talked about Roth conversions. Is it a good idea for you? Let's gather some information and find out. Social Security could be on the chopping block down the road. How would you like to get a 3-page detailed report on your Social Security risk score? These are the things that we offer to our clients, to our listeners here on AM 560 to create value and empower our community to become educated in finance. Wish they would have taught this at core curriculum, Steve. They don't. So we're going to pick up the slack and make sure people come away from this show more educated than when they began. Give them that magic number, Steve. We're going to get to work.
You got it. 800-930-5905. Again, as Joe pointed out, no cost, no obligation for you to get a better handle on your financial situation today. 800-930-5905. That's 800-930-5905.
When we return, we're answering questions from you, the listeners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. This is our final segment together today on Wealth Health Radio with Joe Murphy. I'm Steve Siddall. We have covered ground as we always do, Joe. And again, I want to remind everyone that your Facebook page is a respite in a media rot with nothing but negative things. Not you.
No. No, I think, like you say, it's hard for me to even watch the news. It really is. It's just so depresso all the time. And that's something that we didn't want to contribute to. So we try and keep some positivity. It's not, you know, Mr. Rogers or anything like that.
Right.
But I believe in positive energy. I believe in creating a positive environment. And I'm not a big social media guy. But I will tell you this. If we can have some type of positive impact on some of the cesspool that's out there, I don't know if it's going to make a dent or if it's going to make a difference. But it's out there and we're proud of it.
All right. I think that's great. 800-930-5905. And again, just go to Facebook, do a search for Murphy Wealth Management, and you will find it no problem. We do have a few questions here, Joe,
sure.
and one that just came in about, it's from Janet. She's wanting to know, how do I know when I am being phased out of a Roth from a conversion standpoint?
Oh, that is a great question, Janet. And we were just talking about Roth, so that must have piqued your interest in looking to contribute to a Roth. Unfortunately, Janet, not everyone gets to contribute. Your income or your modified adjusted gross income is going to, or your MAGI is going to affect your ability to contribute. So your MAGI determines your eligibility to make contributions to a Roth IRA in a given tax year, as well as how much you can actually contribute. So Janet, if you're filing taxes as a single person, and let's just say your MAGI is $130,000 for 2023 and maybe $140,000 for 2024 to contribute to a Roth IRA, you're good to go. So there are income thresholds. And here's a general term that we like to give with people. So if you're married filing jointly and your MAGI is under $230,000, if you're under age 50, you can make the full $7,000 contribution. Over age 50, you get to contribute $8,000. Incrementally, as your income, your MAGI goes up, your contribution limit will decrease. However, and depending on when you listen to this show, remember, research this if you're listening to this show on a podcast, because you still have the ability to do what's called a backdoor Roth or a non-deductible IRA contribution. That's when you're making a contribution to your traditional IRA, you're not taking a tax deduction, and you are converting it immediately to Roth. That is a strategy that we help our clients with, so I wouldn't suggest doing that on your own. Call your custodian, call your FA, get a little bit of help. But if you are phased out, you're not out of luck. There is a way to do it, and right now, until this tax law changes, you can do these things. So there's ability to get in there, even if you are phased out. Where there's a will, there's a way.
All right, Janet, 800-930-5905, a very timely question indeed. And all right, so let's jump into this. Saul has a question as well. He says, is there a good rule of thumb for how much of my IRA should be invested in safe investments at age 60, or is it just a matter of personal preference?
Saul, great question. I am not an age-based rule of thumb guy where if you're 65% of your money needs to be fixed income and the rest into equities.
Sure.
That doesn't make sense to me. I think it's the priority of that account and what role it plays for you. Are you going to need it for income? Are you going to need it for legacy? And if it's maybe earmarked for legacy, then you can get a little bit more aggressive. But if this is something that you're depending on, that's where we really want to make sure those allocations match. So if something out of our control, guys, with the market happens, you're not sitting there totally depleted, down 30% on an account that you're going to depend on. So Saul, at Murphy Wealth, we customize those income levels per account. We also match the asset allocations, diversify based on if you are going to need that account and when, that time horizon. We always talk about time horizon, Saul. That's where it really comes into play. So you can use a rule of thumb. There's nothing wrong with it. We do things differently. We do things a little bit more custom here at Murphy Wealth.
And so I'm going to go back to that first question again. And something you said in the answer was you make a non-deductible contribution to an IRA.
Yep.
That seems unusual to me.
Yeah, it is. And it's basically you're not taking a tax write-off. Remember,
okay. And it's okay to do that.
It is okay to. Well, like I said, it's okay to do that. Absolutely. But you have to do it the correct way.
Sure.
So basically what you're doing, Steve, is you're not taking a tax deduction on that contribution to the IRA. You have to keep track of it. So there's some caveats in there. That's what I'm saying. Don't just wing this. Call your FA, call your custodian, call us. We'll help you with it. But if you're making big income, you want to make a contribution to a Roth, there is a way right now, depending on when you're listening to this show. So it's real easy. We mark it as a non-deductible. Boom, then we immediately convert it to Roth the very next day. Then you're off and running with your aggressive investments and your tax-free account. So there is a way to do it. Just call your FA, call your custodian. Don't try it at home just to make sure that you don't get in trouble with the IRS.
Or just call Joe is my recommendation.
Yep,
800-930-5905 is the number to call. And let's see, we've got Randy, and he says, I'm the guy who never opens his investment account statements because I'm scared to look and because I don't really know what I'm looking at anyway. How do you help a guy like me?
Well, Randy, if you're scared to look at your investment statement, you know, that fear is because it's unknown. It's because it's something completely out of your control, and that is not something that you want your retirement accounts to be like. So this is where you probably want to employ the services of an investment manager, of someone that's going to take control based on what your needs are, what this role this account plays in your life and your future. But if you're terrified to look, and, you know, obviously we've had a little bit of consolidation here in the market, but nothing too crazy. So if you're scared to look in this time, Randy, give us a call. We'll see if we can help you out, buddy.
All right. Good. That's good. And 800-930-5905 is the number. Florence is got a question. She says, here's another Roth question. What do I do after opening a Roth IRA? Should I hire a financial advisor? Well, maybe you do that before you open the Roth.
Yeah. And Florence, the question is why did you open the Roth? You know, what role is it going to play? Remember, we want diversification of tax labels, and I love having Roth, but what role is it going to play? And if you're not sure, this is probably where you do want to get a financial advisor. You know, you don't just want to wing the investments because you can get lucky. You know, sometimes I'd rather be lucky than good out there, but
yeah.
Not for something that's going to last 10, 15, 20 years. You want to make sure that you're on the right track and you have these accounts working for you instead of working against you. And if you're not sure, that's why we have jobs. That's why we do the things that we do to help people get educated and get them moving in the right direction.
All right. There you go, Florence, 800-930-5905. Rosemarie has a question. She says, I just found out my ex-husband is claiming half of my Social Security. I know this doesn't directly affect me per se, but can Social Security even stay afloat with that policy like that?
Rosemarie, awesome question. I love it. Yeah, there's a lot of fraud with Social Security. There's a lot of just kind of like question marks that make you raise your eyebrows. But no, it obviously can't stay afloat. And, you know, that's the history of Social Security. You want to make your jaw drop, read the history of Social Security and what our previous legislators have done. It is what it is at this point, and we don't know what's going to happen in the future with Social Security. We do know one thing, that old age and survivors trust fund that supplements the difference between what payroll taxes come in and what that old age and survivors has to put out is dwindling and dwindling and dwindling, and it should be negated to zero by 2034. That's a big issue. These are the things that we want our legislators, we want Congress to really start working. And I'm starting to see some rumblings, which is good, but you're right. You know, Social Security cannot sustain bad policy, especially over time. So hopefully these guys get it right for us.
Let's hope. And we got time for one more.
Sure.
Let's go to Edward. He says, I'm going to turn 70 years old mid-2024. I then plan to collect Social Security as I'm still working. I'm self-employed. Will my income impact the calculation of my benefits?
Oh, great question. And remember, guys, 70 is the max. So you want to make sure that you are absolutely making sure that you are calling Social Security and getting, because that's the last possible time. So you want to make sure that you have that election set and you have maxed out, Edward, your Social Security. So if you are still working and self-employed and you're making your contributions and you're still rocking and rolling, your income will impact the calculation of those benefits. So the higher earning, the better it is. It may take Social Security a little bit of time to catch up, but the more that you're putting in, the more technically you're supposed to get out.
All right. I mean, again, they seem to be fairly, you know, accurate at doing that kind of thing, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. The advent of the SSA.gov is much better than the old paper Social Security statements. It's more up to date. So
Sure. It's
still not perfect, Steve, but it's out there. We can use it. And if you're looking for a Social Security analysis, we have a certified Social Security analyst at this firm, and that's Amber. And she can run that awesome report to give you an idea. If you're wondering, when should I collect Social Security? That report is invaluable.
800-930-5905. Edward, do give us a call. And Joe, we're going to have to wrap it up. This has been a fantastic show, in my opinion. And we need to remind everybody one more time how to get in touch.
Absolutely. And like I said, a little bit all over the place, but forgive me, we just finished the tax deadline. So we want to invite all of our listeners and encourage you guys to call from AM 560 to our show. You are going to be connected with our friendly reception where they're going to book a 15-minute intro call with me. And what we want to know is, what are your burning financial questions? What are your concerns? What are your positive? What can we help you work on? But what we will do with no cost, no obligation, is we will do an investment allocation review. Very appropriate during this time frame, especially if you're in a near-term retirement red zone. We're going to talk about tax efficiency. I don't think there's a better opportunity in history than to start getting tax efficient before potential legislation could change in 2026. And then finally, guys, Social Security. We want to run that risk score. Are you at risk for a potential reduction of Social Security? That answer lies in our report, and we can give that to you at no cost, no obligation. Steve, give our listeners that magic number, and we're going to get to work.
One last time, folks, 800-930-5905. It's an opportunity to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together. Joe and his team can help translate that complex financial world, make it something that's just clear and easy to understand. It's an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review. And you're one of the next 10 callers, it's yours. 800-930-5905. You'll get that comprehensive financial review that Joe just described, plus all the extras, and you're going to find you now have a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 800-930-5905. 800-930-5905. And Joe, this has been just a fun show, as always, one of my favorite of the week. And again, I look forward to next week already.
Me too, Steve. I always have a great time talking to you, buddy, and talking to our listeners here on AM 560. And next week, tune in, because we're going to talk about some exciting stuff. We're going to really break down bond yields and nominal yields, the inverted yield, what that means and how analysts use it to try and determine the direction of the overall market. So we're going to talk about it, break down very simply. Don't miss next week. We're going to rock and roll. Everyone have a great week.
The content of this radio show is provided for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any type of securities. Joe Murphy, MWM Advisory Group, and Murphy Wealth Management are not responsible for the consequences of any decisions or actions taken as a result of the information provided in this radio show and do not warrant or guarantee the accuracy or completeness of the information provided. The information discussed today reflects the views of Joe Murphy and his guests as the date of this show and are subject to change without notice. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Any forward-looking statements or forecasts are based on the assumptions and actual results may vary from such statements or forecasts. No reliance should be placed on any statements or forecasts when making any investment decision. Accordingly, listeners should not rely solely on the information provided today in making any investment decision. There is a risk of loss from investing in securities, including the risk of loss of principal. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment will be profitable or suitable for a particular investor's financial situation or risk tolerance. Asset allocation and portfolio diversification cannot assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses.